Welcome to Season 3, Episode 39 of Last Save Loaded. Good evening, good morning, good day, good afternoon, or any time of the day you're listening to this beautiful podcast. I am your host, Colm Sheridan, and joining me in the flesh soon enough will be Justin. I can't wait to get into Dublin, Smith. Good evening, Justin. How are you? Finally, after 10 years, I've enticed Justin over, but it took a loving embrace of Bouncy Cynic to get him here. Yes, that is true, Justin. You had all the chances in the world to come over here. There was a free bed at one stage. There was a free couch at one stage. But no. You refused my hospitality. But you can no longer refuse my hospitality. As of the next 24 hours, you will be in my bosom. Good evening, Justin. How are you this fine evening?
Good evening, Colm. I'm genuinely blown away by those words, and I'm as close to being speechless as I can be.
Well, it finally happens. Finally, I might get some words in more than usual this week, but probably
you
not.
You got a fair few so words just in last week. Editing was quite easy. It was a case of, there goes Colm for 15 minutes, and...
How are you, Justin? How are things in Ipswich Town?
Well, it's been raining quite heavily, so there's some localised flooding.
We
were invited to go out into the countryside to visit Ruth's brother yesterday and have a nice dinner with him. He was going to cook.
Yeah.
But we decided that as there were warnings saying, if you don't have to travel, you shouldn't do, we thought maybe it's more sensible for us to stay home, despite how much we wanted to visit, because we're not seeing him at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a bit wet, and I'm currently housebound, as it were, because I have loaned my key out to one of my friends from Blood Bowl, who is going to come here twice a day for the next couple of days and look after the cat, and we'll sit with her and send Ruth pictures and
okay, strict instructions.
He is very much a cat lover and was telling us that at one point in his prime he had 13 cats, because he's the sort of person that would adopt a stray, and the more strays he could find to adopt, the better, I guess.
So he had an addiction for collecting cats, basically.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to call it an addiction. I would just say that he had no problem letting creatures into his house. And
yes.
And was quite happy to, you know, feed them and encourage them to stay.
How many cats has he currently got now, Justin?
One.
Wow, that's a bit of a drop off. What happened to the others? 35, they all die of poisoning?
I don't know.
Too much love and neediness. They probably said, ah, feck this, I'm out of here.
I have no idea. Well, he's not in the same accommodation anymore, so I don't know.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Well, it's good that you have somebody to feed the cat while you're away.
Yes, yeah, he said that because it's our Blood Bowl night on a Tuesday night, he cancelled his match, and he actually thought I was coming over to Dublin to play Blood Bowl. I was like, no, we're going to see my friend. He's like, oh well, I've done it for you anyway, but I guess I just don't need to say good luck to you now. But no, he's a lovely chap.
Good.
Yes, and so in the morning, well, this time tomorrow, I will be in the Dublin, and we're leaving on a jet plane early in the morning, and
cool.
Hopefully it will be smooth sailing, no delays on the flights. And I was thinking, after you making a point of reminding us how you'll be on time at the airport, because that's what you do, I did think, well, hang on. Last time I picked you up from the airport...
Yes, you were on time,
Justin. I was on time, and you were possibly the last person off the plane.
But you see, the thing about that was, Justin, the last time... were you waiting outside the arrivals? Because the time before that, you weren't actually at the arrivals. You were sort of hanging back. But this time now, when you come out tomorrow, you should see me in all my glory as you come through the doors, and you should see the big banner I have up waiting for you. It should be a joyous occasion, and I'm expecting our listenership to treble by this time, 2 weeks' time. Wow. I will bring you up to my mother's on Wednesday evening.
Okay.
Just for a couple of hours. I usually go up on a Wednesday. So I said to my mummy, I'll bring up my friends next week. And she went, oh, do I have to have something in for them? And I said, no, don't worry about them. Anyway.
Well, just to remind you, 8 o'clock is normal bedtime. Or they're
yes, we... Well, I mean, when she's on her holidays, 8:30, 9 o'clock is okay, isn't it? Come on, Jesus. You're such a killjoy, man.
It's not my decision to make. You can ask the lady herself tomorrow.
I will, yes, okay. Not a problem. We should work around it anyway. Yeah. Okay, so anything else, Justin, apart from ascending into Dublin tomorrow? Have you any, what's been happening with you?
Speaking of Ruth's daughter, she is going through her swimming lessons, and she is not a confident person at jumping into the pool. So,
yes, you were saying
several months ago, I guess by now, we had a session down at the pool here in Ipswich where we got her to jump in, like holding our hands and things like that, until she was like, no, this is fine, I'll jump in. And then when it came to jumping in on one of her lessons, she got nervous and froze, and then when the school lessons started up, they basically shouted at her for not getting in the pool, which wasn't very nice.
No.
So, in order to get her next swimming badge, one of the things she has to do is prove that she can jump into the water.
Yeah.
And for obvious reasons, Ruth doesn't want her to not be able to progress. So we've been trying to work on this. We took her to the pool only to find out they've got signs up saying no jumping.
That's right, Jess.
And then we looked at other swimming pools in the area, and we decided on Wednesday last week that because my work was closing down the system at 4 o'clock, I would effectively be logging off an hour early. So, Felix Stowe's 10 miles down the road, 11 miles. Let's see if we can get down to the swimming pool there. And the leisure centre in Felix Stowe is pretty much on the beach, as it were.
Hmm. Yeah.
So we went there, and it was quite, considering it was back 4:45 by the time we got dressed and got in there, it was nice and empty, so we got most of the pool to ourselves. And yeah, she got the confidence. She was very nervous, like didn't want to do it, and then once she got going, she kept getting out and jumping back in, and yeah, we were really happy with that. And
when you say jumping in, is it a dive or
she's not on diving, she's just jumping from on the side of the pool to into the water.
Yeah. All right.
And apparently...
Not a belly flop.
No, definitely not that. But no, feet first jump.
Okay.
And in her lesson today, she jumped in. Although it's half term here in Ipswich this week. Different places have half term at different times. I think in Swindon they were last week. But yeah. Whether people thought that the swimming lessons today weren't going to be on or not, I don't know. But Ruth said no, she's got one-to-one lesson today because nobody else has turned up.
Nice.
So she loved that.
Excellent. That's brilliant because I can relate to that. I was 13 before I learned how to swim. So, yeah, she's doing better than I did. Yeah. Fair play.
Well, I'm happy for her. It's always funny, obviously, when they get me in the water because I have to take my glasses off and then, well, moles don't see so well in the water because obviously I can't see that far. The other thing that I'm genuinely taken aback with, last night I went to the cinema because Cineworld have given all the Unlimited members free upgrades to the 4DX and IMAX until the end of the month. So I thought I shall use the opportunity to go and watch a film to be reviewed in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And
nice.
While I was there, I was just sitting down, letting Ruth know, okay, yeah, you go to sleep. I'll be back before, much after your bedtime. And then I get an email from Disney Plus saying, we're going to put our rates up next year. Do you know how much Disney Plus was when it launched?
It was very reasonable priced. It was about 50 quid or something. Yeah,
if we call it £49.99, if we could just call that £50, it was £50 when it came out.
Yeah. Now, in fairness now, when it came out, it was pretty shit.
Well, it had all the it had a lot of the Star Wars on. That was important.
Yeah, but I mean, other than that, it wasn't great.
Well, it allowed me to...
Anyway, keep going.
It allowed me to catch up on Star Wars, Clone Wars and things like that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Then they upped it to £60. Then they upped it to £80. And in... I think March this year, or the end of March, they're going to have the renewal at £110.
That's right, yeah.
So in, I think, 5 years, it's more than double its original launch price.
Yeah. That's why I've cancelled mine too. I had it for last year, mainly for Disney and Mickey Mouse and all that stuff, and the granddaughter came over and, you know, the odd Jedi Fallen Order stuff and all that Star Warsy stuff. But, yeah, I noticed that they're trying to charge us €109 as well, back from €80. And the good thing about Disney is you can do it for the year, which is good. But, no, I've cancelled it. It'll be finished in April.
I have a friend in Swindon who has previously contributed to my Disney Plus fund.
That's nice for him.
I shall be seeing him next weekend, and I shall have the discussion on, do you really care? Because if you want to have it yourself, it's going to cost a lot more. And if he wants to still have access to Disney Plus, then I guess it's not quite so bad for me, but even so, it's just outrageous.
Aren't they cutting down on that now? Because I know Netflix have cut down on the sharing.
Well, supposedly.
Thing now,
but
they have managed to do it over here, because when I did have Netflix for a couple of weeks to watch The Crown, Rachel sent me a text and said, "Oops, I can't log in. So we're not in the same household. So you want to just bear that in mind, Justin."
Well,
if you're not in the same household, now that's just Netflix. It might not be Disney. Disney may not have got around to it yet, but I'm just saying, something to keep in mind.
Definitely something to keep in mind. I mean, Ruth said the same, but there are other plans. The benefit of the £110 one is you can have four devices signed in at the same time. You can drop down to a slightly less pricey one for only two devices can be signed in at the same time.
Yeah.
So we can probably get away with that one, but even so. Still yeah. going up too much. So other yeah. than that, it's just getting ready for the podcast and then packing my bag later.
Get it.
Because obviously we're not allowed to take liquids on the plane and things like that. So
yeah.
assuming that's still the case.
It is.
So there was one or two things that Ruth was saying, oh, well, what are we doing about this? I said, we're just going to Tesco when we get there. That's what Colin does.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what has been going on over in Ireland?
Not much, really. Just continuing on my studies. And then, you know, some people that are retired, like, to make up things to do. So I was drilling some things in the shed for Sandra's dad this afternoon. Basically, he wanted to... He has an old door in the shed and the lock was coming away. So I had to put some reinforced metal on it and make it all nice again. But yeah. So that's okay, I suppose.
I remember one time, Janine, bless her, she called me and asked me to go round because she'd locked herself out of her shed and couldn't find the keys. And I said, what do you think I'm going to do? I can't break into the lock. She went, no, but you can bring a screwdriver and undo the hinges and I can just pull the door away. It's like, well, yeah, but so could a robber. So if you all you're doing with your lock is a mild deterrent to stop them just unscrewing five screws.
Yeah.
It just makes you laugh that how we feel that certain things are secure but we don't really care about the other bits.
Yeah, yeah. So then I was getting my drill out in the back
entrance. Not a euphemism.
There was a can of paint sort of wasn't in enough, so when I opened the door of the little shed, the paint spilt all over the backyard. When I say backyard, it's a side entrance, okay? So when you come over, I'll show you the white back entrance. It's all painted now.
So
with white paint.
So the bit of paint you spilled, you just used to wipe it over. Well, I'll tell you what you need to do.
Well, whatever way...
When you show us this incident, then you need to say, you've done a Ruth. Because I believe I said when we were emptying her old house... We went down to the tip and she opened the back door and a tin of paint spilled out and like some of it went on our clothes, on her shoes and on the back of bumper of her car. It's got some paint on it now.
Yeah, so, because I couldn't scrape it up, so I just went, get the roller out, I'm going to paint the backyard.
Paint the floor.
paint the floor. And... I wouldn't mind, it was only new paint we got, and and it just sort of plonked out, you know, like, it just, whatever way it fell, it just, you know, the top wouldn't usually come off, but no, the top just came out and spewed all over the place, and not much left in it, but it wasn't a 10 litre tin, thankfully. So yeah.
This isn't one of the very large tins of paint that you got when you got the sizing wrong after misunderstanding the request.
No. So Sandra was going to go into town today to get some net curtains as we need new net curtains, and I said I'll go in, walk into town, and you know get a bit of exercise or whatever, and she gave me the list of stuff to get, which I have successfully gotten, by the way. It wasn't in the first shop, but it was another shop across the road I got them. So I did successfully get it. I went up to the woman, I said, here's the list, how many drops, how many inches, and there's the list there. Oh, I have it written down. I said, there's the list. I said, take a look at it just in case. If I go home and I've got the wrong stuff, I'm in big trouble, buddy. She starts laughing. Anyway, so there you go. That's all we have today. Nothing else to report. I'm just waiting patiently for my friends to come over tomorrow. and I will be on time at the departure bay, as they say.
The arrivals bay.
And yeah, or the arrivals bay, yes, not the departures. And yeah, we shall take it from there then and see how it goes. You won't be put off by my moods, and I'll try to be as happy as a chappy as it can be for the next 36 hours, I suppose. Good. Anyway, so Justin, what was your last save loaded in the chronological order?
My last save loaded in the chronological order is Death Stranding. And if you want to be specific about these things, Death Stranding, Director's Cut.
You've had this for a while now,
Justin. Yeah, I've had this for a while, but then it went on PlayStation Plus, and so I bought the PS4 version. This is the, you know, fancy PS5 HDR, higher definition version. Director's Cut.
Haven't you played this before? No. Did you start playing this before, or did you just mention that you got it?
I have only so far opened the menu screen to test that the HDR was working.
Okay.
Because I wasn't convinced the HDR activated as standard on the Fire TV. But it looks amazing. It looks really, really good graphically. And then you start playing and the game is just mental. I don't think anyone really had any illusion that it was going to be like that. But remember who makes Death Stranding, Colin?
Yes.
Remember what they're famous for making?
Yes.
And remember what you completed the other week and then sat and watched a cutscene for 2.5 hours?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so while I'm saying I'm playing Death Stranding, I've been watching a lot of Death Stranding as well. Okay, so how will I describe what's going on in this game? There's been some sort of outbreak virus, and when people get infected with this strain, it's kind of like a cancer, but it leads them to go, well, basically nuclear and explode.
Yeah.
And it has caused the population to be desolated and decimated. But yeah, there's lots of independent hubs of cities. So you're no longer talking about United States of America, it's the United Cities of America.
Okay.
And the guy you're playing, Sam Porter Bridges, so the Norman Reedus character, what do they call him? Basically they give him a name, which means that he can't die. If he dies, then he goes to this kind of dream world, comes back to his body, and then wakes up like a couple of days later. Yeah, you know, plot devices. And
yeah,
he can sense when there's these invisible killers that are otherwise known as the BTs, which are the things that you see on the trailer and on the gameplay, where they're just kind of like floating, spooky looking people. And alongside the BTs, they have BBs, which are the babies, bridge babies, they're called, and you work for the company known as Bridges. Hence, and you're a porter, so Sam Porter Bridges. Yeah.
Hmm.
And so you get a bridge baby, which apparently has been removed from the womb of they call them the still mothers. So presumably there's a woman somewhere who's in a vegetative state and they're just using the body to produce these babies. And they can see these entities that you can sense. So between the two of you, you you know, you work out where they are and stuff. And the reason that you're a delivery man is because you're tasked with finding these other hubs and joining them up in a network and delivering, well, information that they can then use to effectively join an internet back together for them. It's, may as well say right. that. But it's supposedly faster than internet, and it means that you can like send communicate, you can replicate and fabricate things wirelessly. It's anyway, the point is you get tasked with
it's you bonkers. Get tasked with
going across the country and connecting all these cities back together. And some cities don't want to be joined and are being run by what is effectively looters and pillagers.
Yeah.
And then there's these scary things floating around. That's kind of all I've really got so far. So right. I'm just kind of running backwards and forwards, and every time it starts raining, you think, okay, well, the spooky people are about to invade. I better try and not drop all my deliveries and get sucked into the ground and killed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself finishing this game, Justin?
I'm going to finish this game, good. Yeah. Yeah. It's got clear objectives. You know, you get a mission and it's go here and do that. Yes, you can pick up things and just run around delivering them, but you if you just follow what it says, you're going to move on to the next area. And then that area will give you a few missions like, we can't fabricate equipment because someone's stolen our fabricating stuff, so can you go and get it for us? And then once you're done, it's like, right, okay, we need power now, so there's a power station over there. Go and that's your next target. You know, I've started seeing the significance of other people being at the same point in the game. So they can drop signs down that tell you where things are, and it's good. You get all these like virtual high five me bro signs, and they've got this like system, and that's kind of one of the currencies from what I can see. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, I built a bridge yesterday that means that anyone else at my stage of the game would be able to cross that bridge rather than try to wade through the river. The next game I've put far too many hours in and still I'm only about halfway through is Hard Space Shipbreaker. And this is kind of the same sort of thing as Power Wash Simulator, in the sense of you get something put in front of you and you just walk backwards and forwards in first person view and aim a gun and do stuff.
So yeah.
At the start of your shift, you'll load a spaceship into your dock and then work through it, cutting off panels, trying chucking them in the furnace or in the resource collecting pods. Or if they're valuable goods that they can resell, you chuck them in a different pot, bay. And that's it, really.
Is it relaxing?
It is relaxing until you die or run out of time or do something and like an explosion happens because you haven't done something else, or you have an airlock breach which causes something to catch on fire, which then makes something else explode, and then you're like, great, so I've just lost all the available money for the one I'm on. I might as well just start another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, labour the job, the video game.
Yeah.
If you enjoy games like Power Wash Simulator and Lawnmower Simulator, you might like this one. And speaking of Power Wash Simulator, I have got one of the five challenges that I need to do completed. I've got the final mission down to 99% complete. So as soon as the trophy of completing the game is reinstated, I will finish the game. And then just grind out the challenge mode for 4 more golds, and then I should have a platinum.
Nice.
And to round out my games playing, I have gone back with Ruth for another session on Baldur's Gate 3. We're deep into Act 2 now, and were, for anyone that's played this far, were in the Gauntlet of Shaar. So we're
nice.
We're just trying to find some treasure.
Awesome.
What about you, Colm? What was your last save loaded?
Well, it's not in the right order. I just felt nostalgic for a bit of Uncharted Golden Abyss again.
Ooh, on the Vita.
On the Vita, yeah. This time I just had my headphones in and actually listening to the game, as opposed to probably not listening to the game if I hadn't got my headphones in. But anyway, your AirPods can connect to your PS Vita as well, which is very good, actually. And I'm on Chapter 7 now at the moment, so yeah. I don't know why, I'm just nostalgic for it. I mean, it's 12 years since the Vita was out. And it's around this time it was released, so yeah, I don't know. I'm also playing some Max Payne 3 on my Steam Deck, having finished Cat Quest 2, which was not as fun as Cat Quest 1. And I haven't got all the trophy achievements for it, so I can't be bothered. But it was still fun. Then I played some PS3 games, Body Count, which was a Codemasters, who are famous for doing driving games, and yes. Then they decided, well, let's dip the hand into the old first person shooter, and take that back out quickly. I'll tell you that now. Finished that game, and now I'm sort of stuck on Pokemon Alpha Sapphire. I'm going for the 8th badge, but I have to go to the under the water. I've got there into the village, and there's a dude supposed to be waiting for me there, but he's not there, so I don't know what I'm to do. So I'm sort of looking up guides on what I need to do next before the dude appears. And then the last one I'm playing, Untold Legends Dark Kingdom, which was a PS3 release game, I believe. So there's no trophies in that. And it's sort of like a hack and slash Diablo style game.
Yeah.
I haven't a clue about the story. And yeah, frame drops are definitely there, as they would be. But for some strange reason, I'm sort of enjoying it, so I'll keep going. I also tried to continue Persona 5 on the PS5, but I'm not in the right headspace for that, so I stuck in the old Horizon Forbidden West, and I played a bit of that also.
Yeah, that is not on your last save loaded list.
No, it's not. It will be now in a minute. I've played about an hour or two of it, so it's not really something I've delved much into. Horizon Forbidden West. Forbidden West. There we go. In she goes. So yeah, it looks beautiful. Play is pretty much the same as the other game, except this time you can jump and climb a lot more easier than you could in the first game. And yeah, she's got to save the world, just like she did in the first game. That's it, Justin. That's all I have been playing. So, what did you think of the rumours of the Switch 2 not coming out till 2025?
I hadn't heard... You know,
and all the Xbox bullshit that was happening last week. It's just a feckin' joke.
I hadn't heard anything further on the Nintendo side. Because, you know, it's not going to be called Switch 2, is it? Because they don't call anything the something 2.
No, they don't do
but
it.
But with regards to the Xbox news, if you want to call it that... when they released the podcast, I was sat at the table and Ruth was also sat at the table, so I put it on and she just kind of looked up occasionally and went, really? That's it, is it? Like four games?
Which they didn't mention, but you know, you could just imagine it's probably like Sea of Thieves or something, you know. The Hi-Fi Rush is probably one of them as well. Yeah. They weren't going to sell their souls.
No. It wouldn't matter if they had have done, because all it would just mean is the companies have more chance to sell a game. You know, people like you will buy their games on every console they've got.
It's particularly if it's called Skyrim.
Yes.
Or Tomb Raider. Jeez. Yeah, I haven't dipped into the new Tomb Raider remaster because I never really liked the first bunch of Tomb Raiders. The only one I really got into was the 2013 reboot or the one before that. So no, I've been watching videos and it doesn't entice me to go and get it. Anyway, some Twitter comments, Justin.
Yes, Twitter comments.
So, Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77. Another fortnight of broadcast excellence at Last Save Loaded. Thank you, Ian. To which I replied, thank you as always, Ian. To which Ian replied, no worries, hope you are good, sir. Hope you're well, good sir. I said, I am. Thank you very much. How are you? Doing well, thank you.
And I retweeted his comment and said, Ian speaks the truth. You should listen to our podcast. And Michael, yeah. Mick McGrawty said, I've recently started listening, Ian, after a few years of not listening, of not really listening to podcasts. Great stuff.
Thank you, Michael.
We are humbled that anyone thinks we're great.
Yeah.
But we don't think we're great.
We won't. No, you won't get an argument out of us for once in your life. Thank you, Michael. Okay, question of the fortnight. Colm and Justin are recording on Monday. We'd like to know, with Switch 2 allegedly being backwards compatible and Xbox and PS5 also having backwards compatibility, do you ever play your backwards compatible games on your console? Now, I was wrecking my little tiny brain with the few brain cells that's left after I compulsively drink for the rest of the last 56 years. Well, I don't really, but anyway. And, you know, Justin wasn't coming up with the goods, but he has been coming up with the goods, so I felt it was my duty to try and think of something. And, yeah, okay, so there you go.
So if you don't like the question, you can blame Colm, is what you're saying.
Exactly, yes.
Well, the question was, in my opinion, very topical. Because, you know, Nintendo like to have not so much backwards compatibility, although, well, actually, the Switch can't play any games natively except Switch stuff. The Wii U can play the Wii games. The Wii games could play the GameCube games. So you had three generations.
Yeah. And the handhelds as well. The DS was able to play GBA. Yeah.
Well, the first DS. Because then they got rid of the GBA socket.
Yeah.
And the 3DS could play DS games, couldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But Xbox are all about it. The PS5, it has PS4 compatibility on most games. Not on some, as I've found out. And
I'd say because it's a good 90-odd percent anyway.
And it has streaming for PS3 if you pay for the right tiers, as well as, you know, the PS1, PSP, the classics catalogue. So Mike Green at the Pathway Men says, he says, I do enjoy a nostalgia trip every now and again, but probably only to play something I've missed. It just makes the backlog more efficient because you can bin off your old consoles and play all the backlog on a new machine. Now, I would argue here that is just an assumption that you can bin off your old consoles and play all the backlog, because I would wager decent money that you can bin off the old consoles and keep the backlog sat there whilst you play new games and don't touch the backlog.
Exactly. Speaking of PS Plus, I noticed last week that the Extra was the same price as the PS Plus Basics. So I texted Noel and said, oh, the PS Plus Extra is the same price as the PS Plus. So do you want to get PS Plus now? Because it's his turn. So we got PS Plus Extra for the same price as the PS Plus.
We're on for the whole thing again.
Oh, good for you.
But there's two of us paying for it.
Nice. Dave Williams at David PD150. Baby Dave. I only have one console and I play two games. So no, I do not. He does only play two games. GTA. And Call of Duty, probably.
FIFA?
Maybe FIFA, yeah.
Into the Welsh enjoy football?
I don't think he's a big football fan, actually. I do know he plays GTA, all right. And probably COD or Battlefield. Anyway.
Paul W. at just_wondering_ says, Xbox did a great job with enhancing older titles for the Xbox Series S or X, especially the Xbox 360 titles, making them 60 FPS with upscaling. It encouraged me to play backwards compatible titles again. It's surprising what 60 FPS and a higher resolution can do for older games. Now, Ruth, as you may be aware, Colin, is playing Final Fantasy VI at the moment. Mm. Now, of course, those of us that are old enough will remember this being the game that came out on the Super Nintendo as Final Fantasy III in the West. Mm. And it's been out on the PS1 and on the handhelds. But when you put that on what is effectively a 50-inch TV, even though it's a pixel remastered version.
Yes.
There are many things that you just go, that does not look good. Some of the the background scaling and the colour choices, I'm sure would be fine on a small screen. You know, because even the normal living room TVs you would have had when it came out the first time, you'd be pushing it if you had a 20-inch TV back then.
Oh, you were well on if you had a 21-inch TV or anything over for 14 yeah. inches. Excuse the pun, but anyway. Yeah. And considering most of the SNES games I played were on a portable 12-inch colour TV back in the day, like.
I had my 14-inch TV in my bedroom.
Good for you. 2 inches more than me, Justin. So,
yes.
Darren Ragnar at Justin_Knowles. Absolutely. My recently played games include Crazy Taxi, Fallout New Vegas, Double Dragon, Neon and Tree, and Namco Collection. It would have included Simpsons Road Rage, but that disc is either scratched or not backwards compatible. It is not backwards compatible, Justin. I can tell you, it's not.
I remember playing Double Dragon Neon when it came out on the PS3. And I also remember playing one of the versions of Double Dragon 3. I believe the one I played was called the Rosetta Stone, because there's two different versions of Double Dragon 3. But I played on the Atari ST back in the day.
Nice.
Crazy Taxi, well, which version are you playing? Are you Dreamcasting? if you're doing backwards compatibility, you must be playing on the Xbox.
Yeah. Must be.
Yeah, Fallout New Vegas. That would be the 360, definitely.
Yeah.
Dave at Yellowbug 1969 says, depends on how old a game needs to be before you class it as a backwards compatible title. My most played game is Hunter Call of the Wild, and I've played it for over 7 years. I've played it for 7 years over the last two console generations. Games going back to the PS3, 360 era and further, then not really.
Yeah, good old Dave likes his hunting game.
I struggle to, these days, play much that's older than the PS4. The PS3 is wired up in the bedroom, but apart from SingStar once in a blue moon, it hasn't really been turned on for much.
Major Avenge. Don't know what that's. Spatula? No. Football. Joystick. At John Mow 54.
It's supposed to be John Mouse, because isn't it Dead Mouse? The that DJ, oh, Dead very good. Mouse 5.
Oh, very good. Yes. Thank you, Justin. I play 360 games on the Xbox Series S quite a lot. Lost Planet 2, Gears 3, even LMA Manager 2007. Did you play LMA Manager?
I did not play that one. I don't know which one that is, but I haven't played a Football Manager game since probably Championship Manager 2002.
But you played a lot of that
back in the day. Yeah, that's over 20 years ago, obviously.
Obviously. When you were younger and more prone to playing games all day with your friends. So, some podcast mentions. Here's how Game Boards, 60 Minutes with Film Guff, Lapse Gamer Radio, Seal Podcast, and Pure Dead Gaming. So, Justin, have you anything to add before we bugger off?
Just that I hope that the next time we record, we are still talking to each other.
Yes, that would be good, yes.
Otherwise, it would be quite a one-sided podcast. We just both independently record, and then you send me a file, upload that, then you get...
Yeah, make it work. Well, I shall look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Justin. I am not saying the weather is going to be any better over here, but it won't be as floody, I suppose. It is due to rain tomorrow, but that could change. You know, as you know yourself, these things can change in the blink of an eye. Let me check the weather here. Yes, Tuesday, 45% rain. That's not too bad. It's 45 is better than 100% rain, I suppose. We should wait and see. Anyway, I should be waiting in the arrivals area for you, and let's hope I hope you have a lovely time in Dublin, and I hope to make your trip a memorable one.
That's very kind of you. I'm sure we're going to have a great laugh.
I'm sure we will.
We are destined to have some good times.
Please, God. Anyway, so Justin, where can people find you?
Find me at Onya6 on Twitter. I refuse to call it X. There's the show Twitter of at LastSaveLoaded, and you can email LastSaveLoaded@gmail.com. Mr. Cullen, for yourself.
Well, you can find me at Twitter too, because I refuse to do X as well, at MultiPlatMan, and you can find me on twitch.tv/Sonom67 if you want to go there, but I haven't been going there for a while, so yeah, whatever. Get over yourselves. So, Justin, say goodnight, Justin. Good night, Justin.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. I was typing. I see two missed calls as it was doing the usual Skype has an update. And then I gave up writing that because you called.
That's good.
You okay?
You keep writing then, whatever you need to write.
No. I was writing a message to you saying, I've loaded it. Because I was like, because I said, I'm short of loading Skype. And then when Skype opened, it said you'd already called me twice.
Yes, that is true, Justin. And I hope that you had actually loaded Skype up quicker than usual, but obviously there was an update of sorts. And
there's always a Skype update.
There's always a Skype update, yes.
At least with this PC, though, it does actually just go, zing, rather than the old one, which would go like, I'll just go make a cup of tea then.
Yes, progress is good, yes.
Yeah.
Happy doodle dandies. All set for the flight, Justin?
As much as I can be.
I'd imagine you're only going to bring something light, like two pairs of jocks and two pairs of socks and maybe a change of a top or one or two tops. I mean, it's not like you're staying for 3 weeks or anything like that. You're staying 2.5 days, I would reckon.
Two nights. It's not even 2.5 days. It's an early flight and then a...
Yeah, you couldn't wait to get out of here as quick as possible.
I think Ruth would be devastated at that accusation.
I see the flights coming in are perfect timing for me because there's no traffic on the roads at that time. But going back home and your flights are 10:30 in the morning. Wow, yeah, we'll have to arrange something for that. All right, well, yeah, that's going to be blockbuster radio. I mean, you think the traffic's heavy in London in England? It's just nothing compared to what it's like here. I mean, they're stopping you from going into the city centre now. You're not allowed into the city centre anymore. It's crazy. Anyway, let's not dilly dally doodles and all that stuff, and let's get this show on the road. As you say, I am the host with the most, and indeed, I will clap us down, baby.
You clap me away.
I will. I'll even pat you on the back tomorrow when you arrive. 3, 2, 1.